You might remember last week we were talking about, should dogs be allowed in restaurants and bars and also in grocery stores? There are laws against that, but it happens all the time. And one of the people who called us up responded to those who said they were against it because they are allergic to dogs. She told us that her dog wouldn't be a problem.
My dog is hypoallergenic, which is lovely, and will not give people allergies.
Your dog is hypoallergenic, so no one can who has a dog allergy will be affected by your dog?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? I never heard of a hypoallergenic dog. What breed is it?
Yeah. She's a cockapoo. So a lot of the poodle mixes out there are hypoallergenic, and that's what you get from the poodle.
Well, when we have questions about pets, we talk to Dr. Karen Hoffman from the Maple Leaf Pet Corner. And I was surprised to hear this, that there's such a thing as a hypoallergenic dog. As soon as this woman said this, we started to get some complaints from people who said, no, that's not true. There's no such thing. Is there such a thing as a hypoallergenic dog?
I think there's a less allergenic dog with the type of breeds that have curly hair and they don't actually shed as much. But in reality, they all shed some degree. And then it's the dander and sometimes even the saliva that people can be allergic to. So there's different degrees of allergies and as far as how sensitive you are to what, you know, types of dogs and the parts. But some dogs are very allergic stimulating, and even us who, you know, my staff and I who aren't allergic to dogs, sometimes we'll be holding like a Shar Pei and just their hair, their type of hair will break out even without allergies. So there's definitely differing sensitivities of individuals, and then different individual animals can really stimulate allergies and maybe shed extra dander, or there's something in their saliva that, especially cats too, that can really aggravate a person.
So it's beyond the breed. It could be down to the individual dog that could have something that would prompt someone's allergic reaction.
It definitely can. Yeah. But I do know that the certain breeds, especially the poodle type breeds and the Bichon, so usually the curlier haired type dogs, are definitely lower on the allergy stimulating.
And what is it about this woman who made her think that she had a hypoallergenic dog, that to a certain degree they have fewer problems for people with allergies? Why?
They do.
Why is that?
Their fur really doesn't come out like a normal short-haired, straight-haired dog. And so I think that helps relieve it when you get the fur that comes out and the dander with it. That really causes a lot of allergies. And so if your dog's hair stays on its body and it doesn't shed as much, then it certainly doesn't aggravate or flare up your allergies.
Okay, now we know the answer about the alleged hypoallergenic dog. Some a little bit hypoallergenic, but none completely hypoallergenic. But while we've got you here, I've got to ask you about the question we were asking last week. You bring Buzz, your very cute dog, with you everywhere. And our question was, should dogs be allowed in restaurants and bars and also in grocery stores? It's against the rules, but we see that all the time. What do you think?
I think there's variation, and I like taking my little friend everywhere with me, but I can understand there's certain dogs who may eliminate inappropriately and in your grocery store, in your restaurant, and that's just their behavior, and you know, it's not necessarily acceptable with us, and or some might actually take some food or, you know, do something that's not acceptable. So in that in that area, I can understand why there's limitations. Your service dogs are always allowed, but those are amazing dogs. They do nothing but take care of their people. So they're not going to have, you know, adverse behavior in locations like stores and restaurants. I mean, as far as I think when you have dogs that are well-behaved and don't do anything wrong, I mean, I think they should be allowed.
Okay. Moment of truth, Dr. Hoffman, do you bring Buzz with you to restaurants and bars?
Occasionally, especially to bars.
Okay. All right. Dr. Karen Hoffman, she's with the Maple Leaf Pet Corner, and she fills us in on things having to do with pets quite frequently on The Conversation.